Monuments to veterans dot the landscape here and there. They offer an opportunity to pause for a moment and consider the people who worked to fight for the country, and you can often see individual names. It's rare that such a monument goes missing, but residents in the East Side section of Coos Bay can remember a tribute to World War II veterans, a billboard that once listed the names of people who served. There's no such billboard today. And so a few veteran support groups are working to bring it back in some form. Our guest is Crystal Hopper, who is with the South Coast Veterans Assistance Network and others. Crystal, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, thank you.
When I say and others, I mean, let's learn a little bit about you. It sounds like you're involved with several different veterans organizations.
Yes, I work with South Coast Veterans Assistance Network, and that's kind of a network of that brings all of our veteran groups together, along with some other business leaders and veterans themselves, just whoever has a passion for veterans, to try to keep everybody kind of in the loop for different events if we have a veteran in need, and et cetera. I also we just had the veteran stand down recently out at the airport, and I was on the committee for that, and that was a great event. I also just started helping with SOVO, which is Southwestern Oregon Veterans Outreach, and began the helped begin the Women Veteran Group out here, which meets out at the Elks now in downtown Coos Bay on the fourth Monday at 4 p.m. And so the women veterans have their own group over here, and that's been something that's been a long time they've been wanting that.
So. Sure, especially as there are more women vets over time.
Yeah. Right.
Are you a vet yourself?
I am not. My my mom actually lives with me. We've kind of helped take care of her, but I mean, she lives with me for the last 10 years, and she's a veteran. My parents had met in the Army. My grandfather served in World War II, and my other grandfather served in the Korean era, and my son's grandfather is a Vietnam veteran. We just have a big military family, and I've always had a passion for helping veterans. And over here is just the perfect spot that I kind of landed, where we really, everybody, just the community is so awesome out here with supporting our veterans, and we're proud of them, and we're doing what we should be doing and making sure that they're taken care of. So,
and I can see then why Edmund Keim turned to you when he was looking for some help with this billboard. So yeah. The billboard isn't there now. This all sounds a little mysterious at first. What is the usual story about the billboard that had the names of the veterans?
Well, Mr. Ed Keim had actually contacted me because he had seen my name in the paper on one of the events, and a billboard memorial that was, I believe, made out of wood, so it may actually not even cease to exist anymore, but this board was up in Eastside. I've had a couple of different people say in different areas, but it was close to, there's a Friends Cafe over there, and there's a corner right there off of D Street, and that's where it had set, and it had all the names of who had served in World War II for the local military members, and when they developed that piece of property, the board was removed, and the story that I've heard is that whoever was to remove that had put it maybe behind the old city hall. I don't know if it was like an old fire station or something, and then it was since lost. I also have heard that it was taken to maybe in another area having to do with the Public Works Division. Somebody could have saw it and thought, hey, you know, this is really important. We need to hold on to it. And it's just sitting somewhere in somebody's basement. We don't really know. So that's what we've been doing, is just trying to reach out to find out if anybody knows if this, you know, this board might it still exist, and then we could, if anybody would have known of a picture that might have been taken of this board, because when it was first put in, we're guessing maybe in the early 50s is what he's guessing, there would have been like a newspaper article of some sort, but I've contacted the people with the local newspapers, and it just would really be impossible to locate that, because it's all paper. There's not any type of digital copies that we know of yet, but now I've had a couple of leads that things might exist, and that's what I'm working on, trying to, we would love to get that story together to, Ed would like to see the story put into our local military museums, but in the end, our goal is to try to recreate this board to honor the veterans to World War II for the local ones and their families, so.
Crystal Hopper is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange with the South Coast Veterans Assistance Network. We're talking about a billboard that honored World War II veterans in Eastside in Coos Bay that people remember, but there's not much record of, and they're trying to recreate it. You can join the conversation on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. So there's not even a photograph, you're saying? Nothing that indicates
nothing
that it was
yet. No, nothing yet. I've only came into contact to a couple of people that even knew that it existed. So we're kind of, Ed remembers that the American Legion might have had a big part in creating this original board, but I attended one of the local meetings out here trying to reach out to some of the older members, and nobody knew anything of it. But Ed himself, like I said, he actually just turned 95 years old, and he served in the Army in the 75th Infantry Division and with the military police. He was actually honored a few years ago by France. Had came over and honored him for his service, and he's just a really special person, and he's just I'm just incredibly honored to be able to help him with this.
He sounds like he's really determined. Ed sounds like he's really got his shoulder to the wheel here.
Yes, he is very, very determined, and since meeting Ed, he's such a special person that I am dedicated in trying to assist him, and he has some friends that have been trying to help him over a period of time trying to make this happen, too. We just are looking for the different pieces. So.
And as connected as you are with veterans groups, we detailed all the different affiliations you have. I mean, what kinds of looks did you see on the faces of people as you asked about the billboard?
Well, gosh, a lot of them didn't even know, you know, that it ever existed, and they thought that oh wow, that would be wonderful. I mean, we are all about honoring our veterans, and of course, our World War II veterans. All of them seemed very supportive in trying to find out whatever information they're able to. Everybody's kind of passed on the word and shared the information, and I've had several people just, you know, trying to help me on getting this information, and they're all in support of doing it. We just haven't had much luck on getting some specifics. We'd like to find out the names, and I have some ideas I've been given some resources to possibly get a list of the names of the local military veterans who serve to help with that, but we would love to have maybe an old photograph or of the original board and get them a little bit more information of whatever happened to it. You know, I think that's
A little bit of a trail would certainly help.
Yeah.
And it's a very cold trail by the sounds of it.
Right.
And Crystal, are there other tributes to World War II vets around the Coos Bay North Bend area?
You know, I don't have, we do have a great memorial over off just right past the McCullough Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
We have Pointman had helped with creating a POW memorial, and they're looking to do some additional things to it. We actually have a traveling Vietnam Wall memorial coming to Coquille. That's a national thing that's coming over. I would love, I think I would love to have a memorial speech, you know, of everything, the Korean War veterans, mm-hmm. you know, for some of the more, you know, recent wars as well. And I don't think there's anything, you know, we shouldn't do to help honor. That is our you know, most respected, or should be most respected citizen, I feel that this is something that is important to do that. So, not that I know of.
Okay, we're in a period in history now, though, when the percentage of vets in the population continues to drop because it's an all-volunteer military now. So, the generation that, the people who had to go through draft would be, 20, 40, they're about 65 years old now. I mean, do you think that makes it more important for vets to be honored and to be noticed?
I think so. I mean, to me personally, I feel that they all should be honored. I don't care if you just served for your minimum amount of time, but the fact that you went in there and you, you said, hey, you know, I'm going to serve my country. I feel like you should be honored, and that's why I do what I do. Every veteran I meet, I thank them for their service, and I just try to make sure that they're being taken care of, because there's a lot of, there's a lot of challenges that the veterans, unfortunately, have to deal with, and it just angers me when I see those things, and I just try to make sure I do my part, and try to motivate others to do as well, because I can't do it all. So, but coming here, oh my gosh, it's been wonderful. I moved to Oregon a few years ago, and then I actually didn't move into town over here in North Bend till just January. So it hasn't even been that long that I've got to really get to know the community that well, and this community is awesome, and they just, they love their veterans, and we try to do everything we can to honor them.
So a couple questions before we go. One is, you mentioned the traveling wall coming to Coquille. Do you know what the dates of that are? Looks like Crystal's phone hung up on us. All right. Well, Crystal Hopper is with the South Coast Veterans Assistance Network and is attempting to help Edmund Keim, who is, as we just mentioned, 95 years old, served in the 76th Infantry in the Second World War, and is working to get a billboard recreated on East Side in Coos Bay that would list the names of the soldiers. So if you have some assistance you can give, if you've ever heard of this billboard in East Side in Coos Bay, by all means, contact one of the veterans groups on the Oregon coast. And we want to thank Crystal Hopper for her time. Not sure what happened to the phone there, but we'll get the information about who to contact up at our website at jeffexchange.org.